always ask me the same damn question. Do they say, Pamela, what's it like to have three books on the bestseller list at the same time? No, they do not. Do they ask, Pamela, how does it feel to discover the cure to the deadly Minnesota fever? Nope. I have built bridges. I've sung at Carnegie Hall. I have a Michelin star. But the first thing they always ask is, Pamela, how did a penguin end up living in Forks, Washington? Well, I'll tell you.
Pamela in the New World by Scott Augustson.
I was out wandering the ice in search of a good divorce lawyer. Everyone says that penguins mate for life, but they never met my husband, Stan. Antarctic winters are dreary enough without a drip like him.
Hey, Pamela. This fish doesn't taste like my mother made. Can you talk to her about the recipe?
So, I'm trundling across the ice when what do I see but a human being? Stark naked. And dancing. Hey, I says to him, what are you doing?
Freezing to death.
Pamela Penguin.
Cranston McFibbins. I'm the chief science officer on board the SS Cedro Woolly. The evidence seems to point to me being afflicted with polar madness.
Well, we better ski-diddle you back to the ship.
You are an uncommonly wise and compassionate penguin.
Oh, shush. And take my shawl. Cover up that mammalian willy of yours. So, once on board, I tracked down El Capitan.
What can I do you for, Tux?
Well, clearly, Dr. McFibbins is unable to carry out their duties.
Yes, mad as a French bulldog at a kangaroo rodeo.
Well, I submit myself as a highly qualified replacement.
Well, you got me over a barrel of eels, don't you?
I'll take that as a yes.
I have always had a weakness for birds who waddle the ice shelf.
And soon, I settled in and was playing a friendly game of spit in the ocean with my crewmates Jean-Paul Sartre and Rue McClanahan.
Oh, Pamela, you are a breath of fresh air on this stodgy old boat. Am I right, Jean-Paul?
Life begins on the other side of despair.
Is this your first trip outside the South Pole?
Nah. I was on the debate team in high school. We went to a meet in the Tierra del Fuego.
Olay.
Only the fellow who isn't rowing has time to rock the boat.
Rue? Jean-Paul, I have to ask a question and I need the truth.
Oh, Pamela, I don't know if I could look you in your beady little eyes and find the strength to lie. I think I'm half in love with you already.
We do not judge the people we love.
Honesty is what got me kicked out of clown college.
If my hunch is correct, this ship is headed into a rift in the space-time continuum.
Honey, how many mint juleps have you had?
Rue, mon amour, lies are the easy road to anguish. The truth may flay our skin, but it shall set us free.
You are right, you crazy, sexy French man. Yeah, Pamela, we are headed right towards a rip in the universe.
Perfect! I have a plan to save the world!
Oh, sweet Jesus on the bayou!
I have a list of people that if we can go back and stop them from being born...
Pamela!
It's my mom.
Shit!
Merde.
Pamela, where the hell are you?
Right here, Mom.
I sent you out to get wood 20 minutes ago.
I'm getting it.
No, you're not. You're out here farting around, making up more of your damn stories.
I'll get it.
Christ, what am I going to do with you? I turned my back for 5 minutes and you start daydreaming.
Sorry, Mom, I'll get the wood.
I worry about you. You can't keep living in your head. You want to make it through the day, you got to live here and now in this world, whether you like it or not. You're going to be the one crying in the middle of the night about how cold it is. Maybe I won't even get a fire going.
We wouldn't need fire if we had electricity.
Well, we don't have electricity and we're not getting it. Ever again.
I'll get the wood right now.
No, you won't. I got word from your cousin Adam. He says there's a truck on its way into town. Bread for sure, maybe potatoes, maybe even canned goods.
But Mom!
Don't you butt me! You get going now. I want you at the front of the line. Now, Missy, or I'll tan your ass! You were the one bitching about eating radishes 3 nights in a row.
Did Adam say if it was coming to the depot or the plaza?
He didn't. You'll have to figure it out.
I don't know why I always gotta be the one to go and fetch shit.
Hey, Pamela.
Rook.
My dad caught a pigeon.
Great.
That's what we're having for supper.
One pigeon for all of you?
And we got cornmeal. My mom got paid last week with cornmeal. Hey, why do you walk funny?
Because I'm a penguin.
No, you're not. My dad says you walk funny because you have rickets.
Why'd you ask if you thought you knew the answer?
Why are you bald?
Because I'm a badass warrior.
My dad says you're bald because they shaved your head for lice.
Rook, don't you got nothing better to do?
Why is it it's just you and your mom?
My pop had some business out east, but he'll be back probably in time for my birthday.
My dad says he ain't coming back. He's got papers to go to Minneapolis, that he's just living there now.
He said that?
Yeah.
Well, your dad can just go fuck himself, can't he?
I'm yelling!
Jerk!
Well, as I live and breathe, Pamela Penguin.
Hey, Rue McClanahan.
You can't hide from Rue for long.
Where's Jean-Paul Sartre?
I can't keep track of all the existentialists in the circus. Even the hot ones. Where are you heading, darling?
There might be a supply truck coming in with bread. My cousin Adam told my mom about it, but really Adam's always full of shit. I'll end up going into town and nobody knows about this magic truck full of food.
Sounds like the time I went with Alejandro down to Havana. We showed up and the hotel had burned to the ground. I ended up getting a job at the cigar factory. Did you say bread?
Yeah.
You're walking all this way for bread? Now, if it was cheesecake, I'd walk a mile for it.
Rue, what does cheesecake taste like?
Oh, honey, you never had cheesecake?
No.
Oh, sweet and creamy.
Cream is from milk?
Yeah.
And milk is from a horse?
Ooh, a cow.
Did people keep a cow in the kitchen for the milk?
That's not really how it worked. You'd keep the milk in the fridge. You know what a fridge is?
Of course I do. Everyone had a fridge back when there was still electricity.
Oh, shit. What's wrong, honey?
Shh. Come behind the rocks.
Oh, I think I hear men.
Okay, they're gone.
Well, who were they?
The police.
You're hiding from the cops?
My mom says girls shouldn't be alone with the police. What's the best kind of cheesecake?
Chocolate.
Mm. I had chocolate once. It was so strong, and it was like dirt at first. Yeah, a mouthful of dirt.
First time you put anything in your mouth can certainly defy expectations. I remember when I was 19 at the Harvest Moon Ball.
Hey, Rue, can you still get back through that time rift?
Oh, that. You really want to go back and kill people?
Not kill. Make it so they were never born. Maybe make it so their parents don't meet. Something.
Which people?
Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Edison, and Nikola Tesla.
Oh, honey, why would you ever do that?
Because if we never had electricity in the first place, then everybody wouldn't be missing it now that it's gone. The world fell apart because electricity stopped flowing, but maybe if we all hadn't leaned on it so much, we'd have come up with a better way to do things.
Pamela Penguin, you know I wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for electricity.
Really?
You saw me first on television.
It's the only memory I have from before, on the TV.
Well, television needs electricity.
Oh, of course it does. I should have remembered.
Oh, hell's bells, let's do it anyway. Maybe it comes from hanging around Jean-Paul Sartre, but the abyss sounds kind of sexy.
You mean, you're not going to tell me it's a hard world and the sooner I get used to that, the better?
Why would I ever do that? You are young. You should have some fun.
What if we do it and it makes things worse?
That could happen. There was one time when I had left my favorite earrings at a gentleman friend's apartment. I returned to fetch them and his boyfriend was at home. Ooh, he had some choice words for me.
Okay. How about this? You and me will walk into town, and if there really is food on the truck, I'll take it home. But if there isn't, we'll do the time travel.
You got yourself a deal.
Hey, did you write that song, Thank You for Being a Friend?
Of course I did. Hey, I have been meaning to ask, how did a penguin like you end up here in Forks, Washington anyway?
Rue.
Yes?
I'm not really a penguin.
I know, honey.